It's the big time. We're backstage at Stagecoach. I know we're in the desert. Kip Moore, our guest on the program.
Always good to see you.
Hold on, let me put my sunglasses on. Are you wearing those for fashion or because you were out late last night? He was out late last night.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's all right.
Yeah.
We're in the desert. Now, I'm not a desert rat. I don't think you're a desert rat.
No.
Well, look, turn behind you because look what I brought. I brought us beach towels and a blow-up chair so we can pretend like we're at the beach.
Make it a beachy thing.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea.
It's a blow-up couch. You can lay on it, or if two people get in it, you can... We'll show you. Well, listen, I got to tell you something. Years ago, I was given lessons on how to do the whoopee in a hammock by a Mayan woman. And she wasn't messing around. So if you need tips, I got them all. I got no lessons
I'm sure
on this
you
one.
Do. I'm sure you do.
This couch, I have no lessons yet, but I'll figure it out. Okay. Had no opportunity so far. Just saying. On my birthday, it's sad, right? Would you like a birthday cupcake?
I'm all right. I do appreciate it. I do see a red velvet. I might get one before
Take
I leave
it.
Here.
That's why it's here, because yeah. These ones I'm saving for myself, and I've already had another one, so the sugar coma I'm going into, dude, it's freaking hardcore. All right, so more girls like you.
Yeah.
You know I'm a big fan.
You have been for a long time. You've been one of my people.
Dude, the first time I heard you play solo at the Ryman by yourself and you did one song, that was it for me. I've had your back since then.
Well, you were one of those, and then there were some of the other ones that were like, all right, we're done with him.
No, not true. All of them. From the start. I didn't say I took a break having your back. I've always had your back.
You have.
And you haven't needed me, because you do fine without me.
You've been a good one.
I wished you well on your Costa Rica page, and either you or your people actually commented back when you took your break to Costa Rica. I commented on your Facebook that, dude, if you can take it, take it. Because the human race deserves a break every now and then. And I think if, as people, if you have an opportunity to take it, you get one less cranky person in the world.
Yeah, you know, I think I realize that. I think that, you know, I part of it's my fault. I've been such a maniac in my pursuit of trying to get where I'm trying to get. And I can't seem to ever step away from music, even when I'm touring. You know, I know a lot of my other artist buddies, they go and they do their stuff, whatever, but I'm always writing and recording the minute I get back. And, you know, after 6 straight years of playing, you know, 175 shows plus, I was taxed and making records in between that, and where I realized that if I didn't raise my hand and tell my manager, hey, I'm fixing to stop for a while.
Yeah.
Man, he'd have kept on riding me.
No one will ever tell you to take the break.
No, man.
No one will ever say, why don't you do this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to either ask it or just do it and ask for forgiveness later. You
yeah,
have to.
Yeah, I just said, look, this is what's going to happen.
Good.
Well, I mean, like, what do you mean? Like, you talking just like a week, two weeks? No, man, I'm fixing to step away for like 3 months. Well, 3 months, kid. We need to. We got places we got to go play. No, it's not happening. I'm stepping away. So that's what I did.
Dang, I really set up this business wrong.
I have to tell you something.
Yes,
I'm stepping away.
Oh no, you're not. You're new. You haven't been working this 6 years.
I thought I'd try it.
No, doesn't know. So you've got you're working on a new album now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing my last recording session May 10th. It's pretty much already done. I've got two songs that I want to track to see if they knock anything off. So it's pretty much ready to go now, but I'm going to track two more and just see what happens.
Wow.
And then it'll be out late this summer.
So you would have to replace two that you already have? If you is that hard? Is that choosing between kids?
Like, you know, it's tough. You grow close to them, but you also... You kind of get tired of things. Like I recorded these things, you know, 6, 7, 8 months ago. So I have to remember that it's still going to be new for others. And I got to remember that feeling of how I felt when I first recorded them.
Right. I'm always amazed that you guys can go out on stage and do the same songs every night and make it feel to us like it's the first time.
Well, I'll tell you this.
It.
It's a lot more fun than playing Margaritaville. I've done that before.
I'd imagine Jimmy Buffett's got to even be tired of that thing.
I think that
he must hate it.
I think that back in my days of doing the cover band stuff, if I had one more drunk girl yell Margaritaville at me, then there might have been a problem, and I might have gotten myself in trouble.
It might have been a whole different kind of break that you didn't need.
Yeah, I might have been behind bars.
Right.
Behind bars.
I have not tried virtual headset yet. I saw you playing a game online.
It was unbelievable. And I'm such a kid at heart. Like,
what's so funny is because you kind of look terrified, but you're kicking ass.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
I'm
dying to get I've seen so many Stallone movies that I felt like I was Stallone. You know what I mean? Like, I always felt like I should have been Rambo. Like, I felt like I should have been the next
chapter of Rambo. Put on a bandana. You got the shirt going on.
You know, I do. I think I could play those movies.
You could do it. Do you like the Terminator, the first Terminator?
Of course. I love the first Terminator.
It's my favorite movie.
Yes.
I love it. And it's horrible special effects, but I don't care. Like the guy who comes, I came across time.
Don't say things like you just said, like horrible, horrible anything with the first Terminator.
I'm sorry. No. It's my favorite movie.
Don't you dare. Like, that's
my favorite movie.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Sarah, I came across time for you.
I could have played that guy.
You could have played that guy. That's where I was getting.
I could have played Keanu Reeves in Point Break.
You could have.
I mean, how hard was that part?
I know.
It was like he was reading cue cards.
And you could have surfed.
Right?
Right? You could have done it all.
I should have been Bodhi. I don't even know what I'm doing here. I need to start on that part.
He's going to just slam the mic down now and just leave.
Drop.
Anyway, I want to get as a gamer, should I just go out and get the reality headset, or should I play first?
It was pretty unbelievable, I got to admit. Like, it felt like they were coming from you at all angles.
I want to buy one.
I don't know if you can buy
them. I felt like I was 10 years old. It was a blast.
Really?
I don't know if I felt more alive doing that or riding the Harry Potter ride in Universal Studios.
Oh, damn, I haven't even done that.
Me either.
It was mind-blowing. It really felt like I was riding with Harry through the castle.
You got to love Harry. Like, you got to do that.
It was mind-blowing. I rode it 7 times in a row.
That is in my neighborhood. I've got
to
go
and I had that little pass that, like, I got to go to, like, the front of all the lines, you know?
I
was, like, throwing deuces
that
everybody's ever waiting 2 hours in the line as I was walking by. You know?
And you were the guy. You were that
guy. Yeah, I was that guy, you know what I mean? Right. I was the jerk just walking past everybody. I felt bad, but at the same time, I didn't, because I was getting to go right back up to the front. And,
you know what? You earned it.
And ride, yeah.
I don't know. That's almost too much. You got a break and Harry Potter 7 times. That could be pushing it.
People wait 3 hours in the line to ride that thing.
Making them feel
bad like,
now.
And it's like 60 seconds tops.
All right.
But it's the best 60 seconds of your life.
Okay. I feel you. Ride the roller coaster. Not the roller coaster. The Ferris wheel here.
Yeah.
Only because it's so tall. And when you get to the top and you're going down and there's freaking nothing in
me
front of
you. For your birthday.
Okay. It's a freaky thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if me and you are going to freak out there.
All right.
But I'm not counting anything
what
out.
Is happening?
Kip Moore, everybody. More girls like you.
Wild ones. I'll help
wild
you
ones. Thank
I'll help
you.
You out there.
All right. I love you. Thank you for coming by my birthday.
Bye.
Kip Moore, everybody.